Say hello to my great producer, Dan Shagrew. Hello, Dan.
Howdy, Nick.
How are you?
Good, man. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Pretty good. It was rival night for three Chicago teams.
It was.
Last night. And two out of the three did good. The Bears did not.
Nope.
We'll have a Blackhawks Express, by the way, of course. And it's always good when the Hawks beat the Red Wings, and that's exactly what they did. So the Hawks faced the Red Wings. The Cubs faced the Cardinals, got the job done. The Bears faced the Packers, not so much. The Cubs game, though, I have to say, if you hate the St. Louis Cardinals, and if you are a Cubs fan and hate the St. Louis Cardinals, last night was exquisite. It was absolutely exquisite. And, you know, it's maybe it seems cold-hearted for me to say that, but how many times have we been knocked around by the Cardinals over the years?
Right, right. I mean, for so long.
So long. It was sweet revenge. Let me talk to Vic in the newsroom. Hey, Vic, did you see any of the game?
I was watching the Bears, unfortunately.
Okay. I'm a bigger baseball fan than I am a football fan. So I flipped back and forth, obviously.
I flipped back and forth, but way much more time was spent with the Bears.
Well, sure. You know why? I mean, here's the thing. The Cubs season's over. They clinched. And, you know, the Bears, you know, it's only the fourth game of the year. So the Bears, obviously, you're going to watch the Bears.
Sure.
And on top of that, here's the thing that was so great about last night's Cub game. The Cubs basically, essentially had their AAA team out. Because they gave everybody a rest. Like, all the starters were red. They hung
and
over.
They still beat them.
That's the beauty. And not only that, Vic. Not only did the Iowa Cubs beat the starters for the Cardinals.
Oh, man.
They not only beat them, they went to extra innings, but...
Yeah, I thought, oh, that's right. They were, yeah.
Leonis
flipped over. It was in the 10th inning.
Leonis Martin, this is how the game ended. Did you see the ending of the game?
No.
Here's how the game ended. Okay, so now the Cardinals, their starting players, are now losing in the 11th inning, 2-1, to the Iowa Cubs.
Oh, wow.
Okay? So Paul DeJong is up, okay? Cranks one to center field. Okay. Looks like it's going to go. We're going to go to extra. We're going to go to the 12th. They're going to tie the game up 2-2. Martin jumps up, glove over the fence, catches the ball and robs him. And that's how the game ended. Like, they cut to the crowd, the St. Louis fans that were there, just you could see all of the, because that ended their season. They're done.
Wow.
They're wild card, they're out now. So the Iowa Cubs knocked out the Cardinals, killed their postseason hopes, ended their season.
And they did it all in St. Louis.
They did it all. Yeah, they did it in St. Louis with the Iowa Cubs, with Martin robbing.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. And as a Cub fan who hates the Cardinals, it was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Like you said, I mean, I heard you talking to Dan. They had it coming.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just years and years and years. And then, but just, it was so sweet, man. And it was like, JD and Len's call was hilarious because, Len was like, he caught it. And then JD goes, that's a straight dagger to the heart.
Well, the game with the Bears game felt exact same, only opposite.
Right. Well, when I was flipping around, I saw one of the interceptions, one of the worst passes I've ever
pathetic.
Seen.
Pathetic. I mean,
and that hit, by the way, who was the guy who hit?
Trevathan.
Yeah,
Trevathan.
He needs to be suspended. I mean, I thought the guy was dead when his head snapped back.
Looked rough.
And the mouthpiece flew out, and they immediately called for a stretcher. I was like, oh my God.
There's a lot of people calling for that today. If you read around the internet, that a lot of.
Yeah.
A lot of people calling for that.
It was a brutal hit.
Sort of
it was a brutal,
discipline.
Dirty hit. There's no question about it.
Right in the middle of the game,
yeah.
I think it was Tony Romo was one of the commentators. They were right in the middle of the game. They were saying that's looked like he was taking some frustrations out at that point.
Yeah.
Well, it
was helmet to face.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it was ridiculous. So.
Yeah, it was rough looking.
Yeah. And I was flipping back and forth, and I got to see some of that stuff. And I saw that hit, and I was like, whoa.
But I think the big takeaway from that game was just my opinion. Glennon just, I mean, and I've seen some experts say he did well, actually, but I just don't think he's a winner. I just don't.
Dan, who was doing the color? For the Bears game, who was the quarterback? Who was in the
Tony Romo?
That was Romo.
That
okay.
is Romo. Yeah.
Okay. Romo,
Wisconsin boy.
Romo, by the way,
Eastern Illinois product.
Is that right?
Eastern Illinois University.
He's from Racine and went to here in Illinois.
Yeah. He was getting so frustrated with the Bears at one point. Call timeout. He was you can't do that.
It's one of those things where he literally just retired months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So one of the things that he's calling plays before they happen on the broadcast. He's like, this is going to be a run to the left side, you know, and an end around.
Remember when Rodgers was down, I think it was near the end of the third quarter, and the other commentators was saying, oh, Rodgers going to try to get playoff, and Romo says, nope, no, he's not. He's trying to get the Bears to jump offside. And sure enough, that's what Rodgers was doing.
Yeah, what I was...
I love it when there's a quarterback doing color.
When I was watching what I watched of the game, and I watched a pretty good chunk of the game, he was great, man.
He's a very charismatic guy.
Completely. And he knows his stuff, man, clearly.
I think it's just great when they have a former quarterback doing it because they have such a wide knowledge of the game, generally speaking.
Yeah.
It's fun to listen to the insight, you know.
Very cool. Anyway. All right. And by the way, you'll have the highlights from the Blackhawks Express coming up. Let's say hello to Esmeralda Leon, who's in the traffic hut. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
Care to talk sports?
Oh, I've talked all night about that. I've talked myself.
Right, right. All right, you looking forward to the weekend? Got any plans?
Yeah. Going to the zoo.
Oh.
Going to the zoo, Brookfield Zoo, and then going to go find a red lobster.
Oh, you're going to Endless Shrimp?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, do not load up. Listen to me. Not load up on the cheddar
this
biscuits.
This is not my first rodeo, my
friend. I know, but don't do that, and don't order beer. You okay?
Well, you don't think I know?
All right. What's your record? Do you have a record?
I don't count.
275 for me.
Okay.
And try to stick with the garlic scampi. Because they slide down real easy. You don't want to get the you don't want to get the breaded stuff. That'll be, you know, you want to get your money's worth. That, by the way, is going to end up on Out of Context next week. But you don't want to get the breaded stuff, the heavy stuff. Don't get like, you know, they try to get you to get.
By the way, Adam's listening on in delay in mess control and his laugh just came through.
But you know what? Don't they'll suggest, oh, why don't you get the endless shrimp with the fettuccine with the, you know. No, you don't want to get fettuccine. You don't want to get Alfredo sauce. They don't want that. You want to get your scampi and eat 275 of them. That's what you want to do. Yeah. Now, where are you going? To Brookfield Zoo?
Yes.
I don't know Red Lobster in that area.
We're probably going to go to the one up on
Lincolnwood?
Cumberland.
Oh, on Cumberland?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's a straight shot.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, well, have fun.
Thanks.
Endless Shrimp. I haven't gone. It's my second year not going. I went like 8, 9 years in a row, and we would just go in and just like demolish the place. We would go to the one in Lincolnwood. Just walk out ready to puke. It was fantastic. Well, have fun. That sounds like a cool weekend. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. And, you know, it's funny that you brought up Red Lobster. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the most expensive fast food items.
Oh, so $5?
More.
Oh, what?
No, yeah. Yeah. I was looking at this and I was like, come on now. Seriously?
The rich people part of town?
Yes. Yeah, that's not fast food anymore. If you pay over $5 for something at a fast food place, that's not fast food anymore. That's a ripoff. Go to Red Lobster. All right. Hey, you know what you got to do here, Esmeralda? I know. Now, see, again, I know it's not your first rodeo, but load up your purse with the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
You know, you can just ask now.
Oh, you can? You can ask for biscuits like that you can take out.
Yes.
All right. Here's another thing.
Because they probably realize everyone's shoving them in their purse.
Why don't we break? Why don't we tease this amazing piece of insight you're going to be giving us?
And also Ben in the morning, who is the morning engineer here, he gave me a little advice about. He went to the Endless Shrimp last week, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
Gave me a little advice. There was a little wrinkle in his party, so I'll tell you about that as well. All right, we're going to break here. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And it's Friday, Fly Jams Friday, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and You Big Dummy all coming up. We are going to look back at last season's SNL's highlights, the best sketches, and introduce you to the three new cast members. SNL premieres tomorrow. And after the 2:30 news, Tony Shark, Tony Ocean, two of the people behind Dino's tribute to celebrity roasts are going to join us. But anyway, we're getting back to the endless shrimp thing. Esmeralda's going to go and eat 53 pounds of shrimp at Red Lobster, which is a lovely thing to do. But here's the thing. Ben went to Esmeralda. Ben went last week, and he's mm-hmm. like, have you gone to Endless Shrimp yet? And I said, no, I haven't. He said, well, make sure that you don't pay your tab and then order something else because they won't reopen your tab. So, like,
what do you mean?
Like, if you pay, and then, like, you like, because they'll bring the tab to you, and Ben was still there with a group of people, and someone paid the tab, and then somebody else wanted more shrimp, and they called the waiter over, and the waiter said, you can't do it.
Oh.
So don't pay for your tab until you're completely full.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Because they won't do it. So, anyway. I'm just trying to think of so many ways to eat as many shrimp as possible. Just be a complete. It's basically when I go to Endless Shrimp, I'm the first death in seven. I'm the first. I'm gluttony. I'm that guy with my face in a face in a bowl of scampi. That's me. just picture me. That's what you do. That's Nick at Endless Shrimp.
Well, yeah, I was telling Esmeralda the other day about my brother and I had a shrimp eating contest at another restaurant one time, and we both quit. We called a truce at 79 shrimp each because we were just stuffed and neither one of us going to quit. And we got out to the car, and I'm starting the car, and my brother pulls a shrimp out of his pocket and eats it and says, I win.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That is outstanding.
And we called it. Yeah, he won. He won. He won. He got me.
That was great. That's great. That's just great. Now, what kind of shrimp? Were they big ones?
They were fried. They were the small ones.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You know, that's another thing. Is like, you know, I ate because my record at Endless Shrimp is 275. But you have to understand the scampi, of which I ate the most. I had a few different kinds, but I ate the teriyaki and a couple of other kinds. Never get the breaded. But the scampi are the smallest shrimp that you can get. So it's not like I had giant, you know, jumbo shrimp. I ate 275 jumbo shrimp. That's not the case. So.
Esmeralda, how many people will be in your party? Is it just you
just,
and V?
Yeah, just me and V.
Are you guys going to hold a competition?
No, because he has the stomach of a bird. So
really?
I'm sure it's going to be me sitting there after he's done eating.
Really?
And I'm going to still like, nope, keep him coming.
Yeah, no, man. Just keep, you know. It was funny.
He has a tiny stomach. It's the weirdest thing. He doesn't eat a lot of food.
Okay. Okay.
I like to make
probably,
fun of him.
Yeah,
for
that
it.
Probably helped during the whole 30 thing, you know?
Yeah. He eats a little bit and he's like, oh, I'm full. And I'm like, I guess.
Full?
Yeah.
Wow. That's funny. It's ironic that he works at a pizza place.
Right?
That does stuffed pizza. So, that's, so what is it? Like a half a piece of stuffed pizza from Giordano's and he's done?
Yeah, I think he can stomach one.
Oh, okay.
But it's very, yeah. He doesn't eat a lot.
I feel bad because you really want to take advantage of Red Lobster.
I mean, he might try.
Yeah.
I mean,
just make yourself sick, V.
That's, oh, my God.
Just like just eat 800
Goodness
shrimp.
Goodness gracious.
You have to take advantage of this.
I'm trying to think. The last time we went, he did get like the feast, and I think he took some home.
Mm-hmm.
And I've completely obliterated mine. And I was just like, this looks good.
Yeah. I love Red Lobster, man. I love that place. Well, I can't. I'll save the food expensive fast food items, Esmeralda. But let me just say this. One of the items on here, hold on, is $10.23.
Just alone?
Yeah.
Is it a meal?
It's a pasta bowl. It's a.
That's
it's
still a lot for pasta.
Yeah, it is. It's from Domino's, too. So
what?
Yeah. I'll give you the details at some other time. We have to break because we got guests coming in here, or over the phone. We're going to talk with the Tonys from Dino's Tribute to Celebrity Roast. It's coming up after the news, which is next.